Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the first perek of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav and Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav is going to be discussing Kilayim in a different situation. Until now we've discussed the concept of Kilayim when it comes to plants. Certain types of plants can and cannot be planted together. Certain types of trees can and cannot be grafted together. And now we're going to discuss certain types of animals that are not allowed to be breeded together. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, Behemtecha lo sarbia kilayim, that your animal, you can't produce kilayim, you can't mix certain types of animals. And our Mishnah here in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, is going to be discussing various types of animals that can not be mixed together, that cannot be breeded one to the other. Says the Mishnah, Hazeev v'hakelev, a wolf and a dog. Kelev hakufri v'hashual, a village dog, which is a, you know, a smaller type of dog that was breeded by the villagers. V'hashual, and a fox. Ha'izim v'hatzvaim, goats and a gazelles. Hayyelim, v'harachelim, ibexes and ewes, like female sheep. Hasos v'haperet, a horse and a mule. Haperet v'hachamor, a mule and a donkey. Hachamor v'ha'arod, you have a donkey and you have a, you know, a domesticated donkey, and an arod is a wild donkey. Says the Mishnah, Afal Pisha Domin Zelza, even though all of these animals look similar, they have many similarities, Kilayim Zebazeh, they're considered to be Kilayim, and therefore, if you have such animals, you can't breed them, you can't mate them, you must keep them separate. Now we're going to continue, going back to what we were discussing in terms of plants and trees and so on, when it comes to Kilayim. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin is going to continue our discussion. We learned two Mishnahs ago, the prohibition of grafting, that you're not allowed to graft when it comes to trees. When it comes to plants, you can't plant or graft. When it comes to trees, you can plant different types of trees near each other, but you're not allowed to graft different types of trees onto one another. And our Mishnah is continuing that discussion right here. Says the Mishnah, Ein mevien ilan be'ilan. You can't graft one type of tree onto another type of tree. Although the Bar Tanura points out that we're specifically talking about fruit trees. You have one type of fruit tree and another type of fruit tree, or one type of fruit tree and one tree that doesn't produce any fruit. Those trees you're not allowed to graft. However, the Bar Tanura says that if you have two trees, neither of which produce any fruit, neither of which have any produce that grow from it, you're allowed to graft them onto each other. And the Bar Tanura says the reason for that is because there's nothing they're producing. It's not going to affect any produce that comes from it. But generally speaking, certainly when it comes to fruit trees, Ein mevien ilan be'ilan, you can't graft. Once again, grafting is when you take a piece of one tree and basically connect it to the root of another tree, and the product, the tree that comes from it, is some sort of a combination of the two, and you can't do that when it comes to two different types of fruit trees. Continues the Mishnah, Yarak b'yarak, you also can't do it when it comes to two different types of vegetables, two different types of plants. You can't graft those onto each other. V'lo ilan b'yarak, and you can't graft a tree onto a plant. V'lo yarak b'ilan, and you can't graft a plant onto a tree. According to the Tanakhama, number one, you can't graft a tree onto a tree. Number two, a plant onto a plant, and even, says the Tanakhama, you can't graft a tree onto a plant or a plant onto a tree. Rabbi Yehuda matir yarak be'ilan, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to graft a plant onto a tree, and the reason for that that's generally given is because plants are really, it's not really affecting the plants, the produce of either the plant or the tree. Why are you doing it? For some various agricultural purposes, but it's not affecting the product in the same way. Now, we don't paskin, as the Bar Tanura points out, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so we do hold like the Tanakhama. You can't graft a tree onto a tree, you can't graft a plant onto a plant, and you also can't graft a a tree onto a plant, or a plant onto a tree. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, discuss various animals that are similar to one another, but we're still not allowed to breed them together. You still can't mate. These are different types of animals that are similar, yet still different, and therefore the halacha of Kilayim applies to them. And then Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, discusses the basic halacha when it comes to grafting. You can't graft trees onto one another that are both the fruit trees. You can't graft plants onto one another that are different, but we hold like, and then we heard, then there was a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. What about a tree unto a plant, or a plant unto a tree? We paskin like the Tanakama that you can't graft a tree unto a plant, or a plant unto a tree. Have a great day.